Hey everyone, welcome to the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. As you guys know, my name is Julia Christine and I am your host every single week. So today's episode is kind of just a little bit of a laid back episode. So I thought I would talk about my morning routine and just habits in general that I have kind of integrated into my routine just so I can have the most productive day possible. And obviously every day isn't going to be perfect, but I like to try and attempt to do all of these things just so I can feel, I guess, the most motivated to get my day started and to just have the best day possible. So before we get started, obviously I want to do my little check-in. I'm trying to be better about not just jumping right into the topic, so we're gonna slow it down a little bit, and I guess I can kind of give you my little weekly update, I guess. Also, can we talk about how this is already episode 10? Like, that is crazy. That is 10 weeks of episodes. I just can't even believe it's already week 10. Like, that's just nuts. So, happy episode 10. Honestly, I can't even believe that it has been this long. Like, I was sitting on an airplane listening to Unfiltered with Lindsay Hughes, and I was thinking, you know, I kind of really want to start a podcast. And this was back in March, and it's already almost June. Like, May 18th is tomorrow's date, and I just can't even believe that we have already come this far. So that's just wild. But anyway, enough of that. So this past week, of course, you guys know I graduated from college, so I have an associate's in applied science in radiologic technology. So I graduated and we did like a virtual commencement, and then my family and I just had dinner and we got nothing bundt cakes. If you guys have never had those, they are amazing. I think the lemon one or the chocolate chip is my favorite. Those are so good. But yeah, we really didn't do anything too crazy. And then Saturday we celebrated my mom's birthday. And then today I just did some YouTube work and got caught up with some online social media stuff. So that was kind of my week. I really didn't do anything too crazy besides graduating and finishing off a few shifts at my hospital job. So being said, I start my new job tomorrow, which is at a clinic. So I am going to be doing x-ray and phlebotomy, as well as doing some kind of like, I guess, household chores, like running errands for them, like running paperwork to places. That's what I mean by errands. But I have a few different job duties that I'll be doing, but tomorrow is my first day, so I'm gonna have a lot of different orientation stuff that I'm going to be doing. I am planning to vlog tomorrow just so I can get a little bit of work content up for you guys, because I asked you guys on YouTube if you'd be interested in seeing work vlogs, and a lot of you said yes. So I'm gonna start those relatively soon on my channel, but I will work Monday through Friday this week, 7:30 to 4, so a full-time job, and then on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so Memorial Day weekend, I work three 12-hour shifts, and those are the last shifts that I have at the hospital that I work at. I announced this in the last episode, I believe, but I won't be working at the hospital anymore, obviously, because I am working 40 hours a week at my new clinic job, so I won't be working at the hospital anymore, since I do also have YouTube, podcasting, Etsy, just other little side jobs that I'm also occupied with. So obviously I can't do 5 million things, although I would love to. There just physically is not enough time in the day to do everything, so anyway, I'm just gonna be honest with you guys. I'm going to try my hardest to stay on track with content this week. So I'm gonna try my hardest to record, I guess, the following Monday's episode as soon as I have time. But just be aware that although I don't want it to happen, it may happen where there isn't an episode next Monday, meaning that it would be late. So I'm really hoping that won't happen, but I did just want to let you guys know, if you don't see an episode up on the, what day would that be? The 25th, it's a Memorial Day. Just be aware that I do work three 12-hour shifts that weekend. So I'm going to try my best to get it up a little bit earlier for you guys. So if you do have any topic requests or anything that you guys want me to talk about, send me a DM over on Instagram and I will get to them as soon as I can. I don't check the podcast Instagram as often, but just know I will see your message eventually. So like I was saying, I wanted to talk about just the habits that I guess I have integrated into my morning routine. And I used to be notorious for oversleeping through my alarms, sleeping in until 10 a.m., being lazy, and honestly, as an adult, you can't do that anymore. If you have a normal, like, 9-to-5 job, 8-to-4, whatever your hours are, you can't sleep in that late, obviously. And being that I was in school, as well as having kind of a really varied work schedule. Like my hours were so crazy. On any weekday, I could have worked 7:30 to 4 or 11 to 7, 2 to 10. On weekends, I work 9 to 9. So really every single day was so different. And some days were obviously the same, but a lot of the weeks, especially as of the last month, they definitely weren't very consistent. So it's kind of hard to like set a routine for myself and get my body used to waking up at a certain time and doing all of these steps. So now that I am transitioning into a more set schedule, I guess, working 7:30 to 4, I am going to try to start doing all of these things in the morning before I get my day going, just so I can feel like I have started my day off on a good note. Because I feel like mornings are the best way to get yourself in a good mindset and just start your day off on a happy note, I guess. There's nothing worse than waking up being pissed off about something that happened the previous day. So I like to do these things just to get myself in a good, healthy mindset. So of course, like I said, I don't do these things every single day, but these are things that I like to attempt and try to do every single week. So let's just get right on into it. So number one isn't necessarily something that you do in the morning, but I'm still going to include it because this is something that helped me so much, especially in high school when I had to really get dressed in different things for school. Now that I'm working at a clinic, obviously I'm wearing scrubs, so it's a little different, but the night before, I always like to set myself up for a better and easier morning on myself. In the past, I definitely was not a morning person. I used to be a grouch when I would wake up. So doing these things would definitely help me just to be a little more organized. So laying out my outfit was the number one thing that I would always do. There's nothing worse than needing to dress up for something and not knowing what you're gonna wear. So I would always lay it out on like a little chair or a bench or whatever was in my room, just so I knew what I was gonna wear, didn't have to dilly-dally and waste time trying to find an outfit. I would also get my lunch ready. So personally, I take my lunch to work because it's just easier. It's less money. I'm not spending a ton of money. So obviously getting food ready the night before is so much easier. So you're not having to make yourself breakfast and lunch for that day. And like I said, taking up a bunch of your time in the morning, because let's be honest, a lot of us don't wake up with 2 hours in the morning to do stuff. At least I don't. So that's what I do. And then I also set out my coffee stuff. So that will be my travel mug, my coffee filter, the coffee grounds. Sometimes I'll get the water set up, but just getting my coffee ready. I know a lot of people aren't necessarily coffee drinkers, but I am. I'm very bad with that, but I need my coffee. I'll talk about that later. And then also clean up your space the night before so it's all organized. I'm a very type A person where I like everything to be put into place the night before. I hate going to bed with a sink full of dirty dishes. It's just not my vibe. I feel like doing things for yourself for the next day to just make your life a little bit easier is always a good way to start out with a nice morning routine. So number two is to wake up early. So the word early is kind of different for every single person, and that's totally okay. So your early may be different than my early, and that's all right. So I always try to wake up, especially on the weekends, I try to do this, but I try to wake up 1 to 2 hours earlier than what my normal wake up time would be. So if I were just to not set an alarm and let my body just naturally wake me up, even if I went to bed at a normal decent time, like 11 o'clock, 10:30, whatever, I would probably still wake up at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock the next morning because I just love sleep. I'm a very heavy sleeper. So I will try to wake up 1 to 2 hours earlier. So roughly 8 a.m. is when I personally like to wake up, between 7:30 and 8 on like a day where I don't have anything to do in the morning. But with work coming up, obviously I have to be to work by 7:30, so I'm gonna try to leave my house 25 minutes early, at least for the first few days, just so I can like find a parking spot and get there early, because that's horrible to show up running late for a job. I think that's just the worst thing you could do. So I'm probably gonna start waking up at 6 a.m. and starting out the rest of the tasks that I'm gonna talk about. So like I said earlier, I'm notorious for shutting my alarms off in my sleep and oversleeping because I just am such a heavy sleeper that I don't hear them. So I like to set my phone across the room. So I'll plug it in literally across from my bed so I have no like access to it. I would literally have to get up and shut it off. And I'll also set multiple alarms. So I am that asshole who sets an alarm every 10 minutes for like the first 40 minutes before I actually need to get up. But that's just how I am. I'm not one of those people who can have an alarm go off and just bounce out of bed. I can't do it. I envy those people. Unfortunately, I've tried my entire life and nothing has helped. So if you guys have any tips for that, please let me know, because it has definitely caused issues for me in the past. So the third thing that I like to do in the morning is to make my bed. And if you guys watch my vlogs, you may see this, but usually I'll wake up, open my window, let some light in so it's not pitch black in my room. Because like I have said in the past, I live in a basement and it's really, really dark down here, especially because I have a north-facing window. So it's super, super dark. And being that I am such a heavy sleeper, it's just not a good thing to add into the situation. So I'll open up my window and make my bed so that way I don't feel tempted to jump back in and fall back asleep. So I'll always make my bed in the morning. I try my hardest to, but if I'm running late, obviously it's not on the highest number of my priority list, but that's what I like to do in the morning. So number four, I also like to drink some water. So I always put a mug of water. I like to buy the like fake Yetis from Walmart. They're like $10 maybe, and they keep your water cold all night if you put ice in them. So I always like to have one next to my bed and I will drink some water in the morning. It's never like a set amount. I know some people are like, drink 12 ounces before you get out of bed. And I'm not that person. I'll just drink until I feel fulfilled, I guess. I don't know what word to use, but drink your water. Number five is to find something that you look forward to. So for me, that is a hot cup of coffee. I personally like to have hot coffee in the morning, iced in the afternoon. I know not everyone is like that, and some people may not like coffee at all. So I personally really like coffee. I always look forward to it in the morning. I pretty much sleepwalk to my coffee pot. But if you do not like coffee, you could always find something else that you may like. It could be a breakfast item, a smoothie, iced coffee, just any different variation of whatever you really, really, really like. So like I said, just find something that you look forward to so you can kind of have a little bit of motivation to get out of bed and get that item. For me and for a lot of people, that is coffee. Number six is to take a shower. I personally like to shower in the morning. I kind of shower both in the morning and the evening after the whole day is done, but I like to take a quick shower. So usually I'll wash my hair at night and then my hair is dry by the morning. So I'll just toss it up into a bun and I'll wash my face in the shower and then I'll just do a quick body shower. So it takes maximum 5 minutes, if that even. So I just like to do this because it helps me to kind of wake up and not feel so sluggish. So I pretty much do this regardless of the day. This is always on the top of my priority list. Number seven, I guess this probably should have been listed earlier because I like to work out before I shower, but I do like to stretch. So yoga is my favorite, and obviously not every single morning am I going to set aside 20 to 30 minutes to do yoga. It's just not in the cards every single day, but I do like to do this on mornings where I have a little bit more time to get ready. So on the days where I would work at like 11, I would definitely have much more time to get a 20 minute yoga flow in, or even just like go on the spin bike or whatever. I know sometimes people are not morning workout people. I feel like I'm not really, like I don't like to do a high impact cardio really early in the morning. But just getting your body stretching just a little bit, even if you do it for 5 minutes, I feel like that really helps your body to just stretch out and wake up for the day. So number eight is to multitask by listening to a podcast or even putting on some YouTube videos or music while you're getting ready. This kind of helps my brain to get a kickstart, I guess, and start thinking. Because obviously, if you're listening to a conversation, I guess you're kind of engaging with them a little bit. Like if someone's talking about something, it's getting my mind wandering, I guess. So you guys might be doing just that right now. I don't know if you guys listen to my podcast while you're getting ready or in the car or whatever, but I personally like to listen to all of my podcasts while I'm showering, getting ready, driving to wherever I need to get to. So I really like to multitask just to make the task of getting ready a little bit less redundant, because I personally hate doing my makeup and hair. It's just boring to me. So being able to listen to music or a podcast or YouTube videos or whatever just makes it a little more fun. Number nine is to write out a to-do list, even if it is so simple, like doing yoga, I guess. I like to check things off of my to-do list, but not everyone is a big to-do list person. The type A in me definitely makes me a big to-do list planning type of gal. I truly do not know how people function or remember things when they don't have a to-do list, whether it's in their phone or on an actual piece of paper. I just really, my brain just doesn't understand that. I really envy people who can do that because I write stuff down and I still forget it. Maybe I'm just forgetful, but last but not least, the final thing that I do in my morning routine is to have some kind of breakfast. So even if you're not necessarily a breakfast person, I think it's important to always try to have some kind of sustenance in the morning, whether it's a piece of fruit or literally a string cheese. And in my opinion, coffee does not count. I feel like you need an actual piece of food in order for your body to have fuel and energy to work in the day. But maybe that's just me. But I feel like if you don't have the time to actually sit down and make something, you can either prep it the night before, or you could even just bring something to eat on the go. So that could be, like I said, a granola bar. You could do like overnight oats, or I personally really like to have a piece of toast with egg, and I don't do that as much anymore, but especially when I started clinical and everything, I always took the time, at least like 10 to 15 minutes, to make myself something to eat because I was always so hungry, and a lot of the times I would have clinical like an hour away, so I would have to wake up extra early to get ready, drive to my clinical site, and then start my 8-hour day. So I just personally think eating something in the morning is so, so important. And lately I haven't been much of a breakfast person, so I guess I can kind of relate to those who don't like to eat in the morning. And of course you don't want to force yourself to eat something if you don't feel hungry, but I've been in a really bad habit lately of not eating anything and just having coffee in the morning and then not eating until lunch. And I feel like that's so bad on a person's metabolism and just isn't good at all. So I've been trying my hardest to at least grab some kind of granola bar. And yes, a lot of people don't like Clif bars and things like that because they have a lot of added sugar, but I don't know. I just personally think it's so much better for your brain and your function in the day to have at least some small thing. So have breakfast, have some coffee, and enjoy your morning. Personally, mornings are the most relaxing time. Obviously, if you're rushed, they're not, but for me, whether I'm at home or on vacation, at the lake, whatever it is, I love waking up like at 7:30 and brushing my teeth, putting my contacts in, and getting a cup of coffee and just sitting outside and just being by myself, I guess, and listening to the birds, having the sunrise. I just love it. I don't know what it is. It is so relaxing for me, and I feel like I definitely did not appreciate mornings until I got to probably at least 22 years old. I used to resent waking up so much, but now I love it and I look forward to it so much. And maybe it's because I love what I do and I just look forward to starting a new day and starting new tasks. And yeah, I don't know. So those are all of the steps in my, I guess, ideal morning routine and the things that I like to do in order to stay productive and be motivated for the day. Also, really quickly, I did just want to talk about how with this new, I guess, phase of my life where I'm graduated, I'm starting a new job, I'm kind of in the transition of saving some money and trying to move out on my own and just really get my life started, I guess. I did just want to talk about how in the past I have definitely felt like I was settling, and that could be with a job, a relationship, friendships, school, literally anything. It can apply to so many different aspects of life, but many, many times in my life have I felt like I wasn't in the right place and that I wasn't 100% where I wanted to be. And I can truly say that right now in my life, I feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and that probably makes no sense, but I'm sure it has a lot to do with the fact that I'm finally graduated. I don't have all of that extra schoolwork added on top of everything else that I do. And then also the fact that I'm actually starting a job that has something to do with my major. And I feel like so many people graduate college and then they're like, what now? And I'm just so thankful and grateful that I have been able to find a job where I'm using my degree literally 3 days after I graduated. Like, that is just insane to me. So I did just want to say, if you guys are kind of in that middle period where you're like I said, what now? Just know that your time will come and there is a purpose for you, and it will probably come to you when you least expect it. So that was a little random tangent that had nothing to do with the topic of this podcast episode, but I did just want to say it because I didn't really talk about anything mindful at the beginning of this episode like I typically do, but I've just been kind of struggling finding a quote lately that has really hit home with me, I guess. So that was my little mindful moment of the week for you guys. So that is all for this episode. Like I've mentioned in a million episodes, don't forget to go follow me over on Instagram as well as leave me some voice messages. I am so excited to hear from you guys and hear you guys ask questions and just hear your guys' voices because I feel like it's so much more interactive when you guys do submit them. So if you want to submit a voice message, you can go to my podcast Instagram, click the link in the bio, and then scroll down to submit a voice message for the podcast. It's super easy. You don't have to sign up for anything. You literally just submit them and you can ask me questions, say hi, you can tell me your name, where you're from, as much or as little as you want to. I feel like I haven't talked about this on an episode, but if you guys are ever interested in purchasing any merchandise for the podcast, there is on Social Butterfly Podcast merchandise on my Teespring account. So there's the little butterfly logo on stickers, sweatshirts, t-shirts, things like that. I recently just got the t-shirt in the mail and it is the softest material ever. I got the tan color and it is just so cute. I'm obsessed with it and I really, really am happy with how it turned out. So if you guys are ever interested, no pressure. The link is listed in the show notes. Also, if you do have merchandise and you are so sweet as to want to buy something, please send me pictures because I think it is so cool to see you guys representing the designs. I just love it and it makes me so happy. So, okay, that is enough talking for today. I am going to go finish Little Flyers Everywhere. I'm finally almost done with it. We have one more episode and I'm really interested into seeing the very final pieces of the puzzle come together. So, okay, that was really random too. I'm just in a really random mood tonight, I guess. But anyway, okay, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I love you guys so much and I will talk to you guys next week. Hold me accountable, guys. I will upload an episode next Monday. Okay, bye guys.